Up next is Nani.
In you and I, there's a new
microphone.
That's embarrassing in front of a roommate.
Shut up, Jeffers. And that was Nani with Sanctuary, if we haven't figured it out by now.
Again, it's my sanctuary.
Oh, screw you. This song is a triple threat of repeats. That's my.
But each one was totally different.
Yes, mm-hmm. I will say that. Yeah, that I do agree with.
And they're all like really good, or yeah. For me anyway. I don't know about you two, but they're all like good. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I really love the harmonies in this. Like the oohs were very harmonic. For me, sometimes the back vocals and the ahs were a little too quiet. And I mean, I can understand if sometimes she wanted them to be a little distant sounding, but at the same time, they were a little quiet still. And sometimes for me, the vocals felt a little quieter than the music. I love the ooze, as I already said. I like how this is kind of like it has some things that Rochelle did and some things that Clary did.
And I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. So far, this was my favorite mixing of the song, despite the fact that I just said all these volume things. I still would have liked a little bit bigger of a build, a little bit. And I at least caught 4 different clicks after 2 minutes at least.
Bang, so, with your good ears.
Yeah.
She's like someone with really, she's like a freaking bat or something. Yeah, bats have good hearing.
Click there.
Ka-ka! Wait, wrong animal. Wrong animal.
Ooh, a crow?
Is there so? Is there still there?
Yes. Shut up, Jefferson.
Yeah. I love you, though. It's so awesome.
She's gonna think you cray cray.
Mm-hmm. Nice. They probably already do. Desiree, they wanna know if you think I'm crazy.
Huh?
They wanna know if you think I'm crazy.
I don't know you well enough to know. Say that.
Oh, just wait. See? It's the wine. Oh boy, you guys are gonna have fun.
Shut up, Jefferson. Don't even say that. Ambi, go.
Wait, right. Well, first of all, right now, if Rochelle wasn't in Los Angeles, she'd be in the listener right now going, son of a bitch, I thought I was being original with this song. She'd be like raging right now if she was in listen. But she's in LA recording her Bang Zoom vocal demo, so.
Very nice.
So we'll get the show reaction like maybe another 4 days or so.
Yeah, it'll be a couple days. But, whoa, another totally new take on this. And I was amazed, like, the very first thing I, like, noticed was that she took the notes. It's like a compound effect. Like, Clary took the notes that I gave Rochelle, and then Nani gave the notes that I took Clary about, like, the panning on those vocals kind of, like, being a little sporadic and going around. I thought that was way more, like, this one, I personally thought was the most interesting of all three of them tonight, because there was a lot of stuff going on, but nothing was really overpowering. Like, there was those really awesome ooze, which this kind of reminded me very much like Cirque du Soleil vocalist meets Kingdom Hearts. Like those ooze were so like they weren't haunting like Clary's, but they were
mysterious.
Like, something about them very mysterious and interesting. There was just so much interesting stuff going on with this. And yeah, like I really liked what you did in the bridge section where you didn't even bother worrying about the my heart's a battleground, my fears, my lies, things, and you just did a whole bunch of oohs, and I thought that was really made the bridge section really interesting, and just, but I do agree with Zelina a little bit. I did catch a couple, I didn't catch clicks. I caught towards the end when it was getting really soft and sweet, some mouth sounds that kind of disrupted, it kind of disrupted how soft and sweet that was at the end, because it was like, oh, this is so awesome. Is she, like, re-wetting her lips at this moment or something? But, yeah, overall, I thought this was really good. All the My Sanctuaries tonight were really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a really good night overall so far. I'm really glad that they're doing so well on this challenge.
Me too.
Now I want this to be, like, if we do this again, I want this to be, like, earlier in the season next time.
Yeah, this is our Not Another Disney Movie from last season.
Yeah.
Where it was, if only this was earlier, we could have had more of this awesomeness.
Right.
This goes to show you how awesome our current contestants are, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's also this season's Love Duet Week, if you know what I mean. Doubling, quadrupling. Uh-huh. I hope there's no quadruple.
No, I'm pretty sure this was the last of My Sanctuary of the night.
Oh, thank goodness.
But yeah, I totally agree with that one note Ambi said. I don't remember exactly what you said about how everything, there was a lot going on, but it just kind of like flowed together or something like that.
Yeah, like nothing was overpowering the other stuff.
It was just like very nice to listen to, and it was just like flowing from one part to the next, and it was just very nice to listen to. Negative things. Nitpick, some of the backwards part in the courses, the ish, wash, 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 German sounding things. Towards the end, when your build got bigger, I thought it was a little soft in the mix because it was barely there. And it was, I liked it better at volume wise how it was in comparison to the lead in the beginning. And there was a couple of your stylistic vocal breaks you had in the more belty sections that I wasn't too fond of, at least in this song. I didn't think it fit it very well. But overall, this was just very polished and very nice to listen to, and I was a big fan of the oohs and ahs and all the background vocals.
Yeah, the oohs and ahs were actually my favorite part.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, me too.
This sounded like it took a lot of work, like all of these covers. Like, yeah, wow, good job, you guys.
Like, everyone's really like gunning it this week. Stepping up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough elimination at this rate. Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
All right. So in that case, moving onward, moving away from the My Sanctuaries, we are moving on to Omi Pride 09.
There's been a change in me, a kind of moving on. The way I used to be, I still depend on. For now I realize that good can come from bad. Then may God make me wise. But oh, it makes me glad, and I never thought I'd leave behind my childhood dreams, but I don't mind. For now I love the world I see. No change of heart, a change in me. For in my dark despair, I slowly understood my perfect world out there had disappeared for good. But in its place I feel a truer life begin, and it's so good and real, it must come from within, and I never thought I'd leave behind. I'm wearing changing me.
Was Omi Pride 09 with A Change in Me from Beauty and the Beast the musical, the song they added after the original cast
for yeah. Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's not talk about Toni Braxton being in. Let's not talk about.
I feel like we got the MB stories last season when.
No, it's this. Not that. It's that I don't think that she was very good in it.
Oh, really?
Like, anytime, like, I don't think any of the people that ever played Belle that were, like, the gimmicky ones going into it. It's, like, the ones that are, like, let's throw someone famous in here to make people come and see it. So, like,
Christy Cross and Romano was one of them and the girl from Raven.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw Elise Vanderpool sing this song. I don't know if did she sing this? I think she sang this. I don't know if she sang this or Home at, like, there was like a special event that they had in Schubert Alley that I happened to be in the city that day. And it was, it was really funny to watch. A side moment, hold on a second here, Omi. Where it was really windy, because it was like it was the alleyway. So it was like a wind tunnel, and she was wearing a dress. And the whole time she was singing the song, she had like hold her dress in place because she's like trying to sing. And the wind was like doing a Marilyn Monroe with her. And I felt kind of bad, but she wasn't very good either. Like, she was okay. I think she was better than Christy Carlson or Mona. But anyways, tell
me. Yes.
I think you could sing circles around all three of those women. Hey. Puffs, get a pop screen. I don't know how many times I have to tell you to get a pop screen. Mm. For the love of God, get a pop screen.
You're not too expensive.
Ambi will kill you. Or you can make one yourself.
No, I seriously just, like, yeah. I will give you the link to my pop screen that I gave the link to Jeffers for.
Yes.
Like, it's like what, $12, $13 or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, a lot of them, like, just on Amazon are $10 to $18. Like, I was doing some research because I was like, ugh, this Yeti puffs too much. So I'm actually have one en route somewhere over the ocean shipping along the way to me. But yeah, they're not
my
that expensive.
My pop screen flies over the ocean. My pop screen flies over the sea. But yeah, because, I mean, your songs are so vocally amazing, and then you puff and it completely ruins the moment. I mean, this was so good. Your vocals were so good and your emotion was so good, and for a while they're like you weren't puffing, but then like halfway through the song, as you got more into it, you were like kind of less conscious of the fact that you puff into your microphone, and it got more and more and more, and it just was like, oh, it killed the second half of the song for me. Like, I actually, for a while, my one note was this seems like an alternate album version of a song, like, you know how sometimes cover. They do a song like this seemed like a legit cover version of a song that you would hear on an album for a sound, like if this was in the movie, this would have been like the quote-unquote pop version on the soundtrack. One.
Mm.
Exactly. And like this I thought was so great, minus those puffs. And then as you got towards the end, when you were getting really intense with it and the long notes, you were kind of going a little pitchy on things. But overall, like, I love that you did it at the same time. Like, I hate your puffs. Stop puffing, Omi. Your songs are so awesome. You are better than the puffs, Omi. You are better than the puffs.
And your mic.
Jeffers. And your mic.
Although my first note was quality? ! I don't know. For some reason, I don't know if I have my volume up louder this week or something, but like I thought his quality sounded better than it usually does. Yes? No?
There wasn't like a hit. Like sometimes he has a hiss, but there was no hiss.
And
this
I
time.
Also thought your reverb was good job, Omi. Like it was like Rochelle, you got the reverb just right on this for me. And I agree with Ambi. Vocally, very nice, great song choice. To showcase your very awesome vibrato that I always want to steal.
You've
gotten so much better on emotion, Omi. My only nitpicks were, like Amy said, it was a little pitchy at the very end. And it started getting a little high for me right into the last or second to the last stanza or something. Like, you were still hitting the notes, but I preferred your tone you had in the first half a little bit more. just it sounded more appealing to me, but I thought it was very nice. And yeah, you're keeping up the standard of tonight. It's difficult.
Yeah. It was. Thanks, you guys.
In a good way. We like judging good,
yeah,
awesome nights.
We love awesome nights, but we hate having to make a cut on awesome mm-hmm. nights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my turn. Yep. Was this pitched down, or is it just me?
I'm pretty sure that this is how... I'm pretty sure this is one of... It's a, like, this is how the piano player, I think, did
knowing.
It.
Okay, okay. No, because I thought it was actually pitched down, pitched, like...
Like I don't think so.
Or something. Knowing Omi,
okay, I heard a few...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I heard a few mouth sounds at the beginning. At once, or, like, and this is before the key change, his voice almost wanted to crack at the word mind, or it didn't sound right. At 159, you had this weird background noises that I caught. Like, it was some kind of echo or whatnot. I don't know, but it just caught me off guard. Puff on Perfect World... overall, you had lovely vocals. You tended to have trouble with the mind and I don't mind parts. And I do agree, and that tends to go with the pitchy notes that y'all have. And that's all I have.
And thank you for not doing Sanctuary, Omi.
Thank you.
Okay, moving onward. Who's next? Because I don't have the list.
Valkyrie Celeste.
Thank you. Valkyrie Celeste is next. Who has faced this theme before?
Yes.
That was her downfall. Wasn't this theme her downfall? She did... I think this was the song that she, like... Because she did that song from Lion King 2. No, she got cut
on Ever Ever After. But I remember this... I think this put her pretty far down that week she did
this
it.
This put her down near the bottom, I remember that week. Last time she did.
That was... Wait, this song or kind of song?
No, this kind of song when she did Love Will Find a Way. It was Cookies that got this song booted off. But still, Valk struggled with the song when she did the whole piano-y thing.
Right.
So let's see if she will struggle
Round
again.
Round two.
Hopefully not. Valk versus piano cover tracks. Round two. Ding, ding.